we will soon announce the winner of the second Winnie Yamaha Alumacraft boat contest for this season. This past summer, Robert Labouchier won a V16 Alumacraft with 20 horsepower, 4-stroke Yamaha outboard, and a trailer valued at $10,130. Time is running out for you to enter to win a waterfowl prize package valued at $9,291 that includes an MV1648 NCS Alumacraft with 20 horsepower Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and trailer. Listen to today's show and go to ahradio.ca for more details.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Vera Carter is back from the World Bench Rest Shooting Federation's championship with some good news from Team Canada. I chat with certified trainer from the Ministry of Training Colleges and Universities and certified professional chainsaw operator Coleman Boomhauer about what you need to know about safe chainsaw handling. Kevin Bartley from Gobblestalker Calls drops in for a chat on fall hunting for wild turkey, plus the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, Call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Vera Carter joins us today with some good news from Team Canada and the World Benchrest Shooting Federation Championships.
So it wasn't too long ago I was speaking to somebody named Vera Carter, and she was on her way with her husband in tow down to the United States for the World Bench Rest Shooting Championships, World Federation Championships. This is a big deal, and since that time we wanted to get some follow-up, and joining us today is Vera Carter. Vera, how are you doing? Are you all recovered?
Hi, Randy. We're back. Yes,
you're back.
Thank
you. That's awesome. So some of our listeners, you know, may have not listened to that that previous show. So could you bring us up to date on what bench rest shooting is and how you and Team Canada was involved in this event?
Great. Bench rest shooting involves, it's target shooting, so we're shooting paper targets. It's a group competition, so we're not shooting bullseyes. What we're trying to do is in a 7-minute time limit, you're trying to put 5 shots in the same hole. So it's a little different than just your ordinary bullseye shooting, but it's a neat game. What we're shooting right now, as far as the caliber goes for the hunters out there, we're shooting our brass is a 220 Russian brass, which is necked up to 243. That's a wildcat load, which means it was created by two men, Dr. Lou Palmisano and Ferris Pindell, so it's called the 6mm PPC, or Pindell-Palmisano cartridge. So that just gives you a bit of background on what the game is that we're shooting. We shoot on a concrete bench, and we put the guns on sandbags. And the whole idea is reading the wind and being able to get 5 shots in a tiny hole in 7 minutes. To give you, Randy, a little bit of a recap on where we went. So we went to the U.S. Nationals, and that was followed then by the 2015 World Benchrest Championship. They were held this year in Wright City, Missouri, which is near St. Louis, Missouri. Okay. So it's a bit of a drive for us. It was a 15-hour drive. There were just under 200 competitors that showed up for the U.S. Nationals, and just over 100 competitors showed up for the Worlds from 19 countries. So there were it was well represented all across the world, and it's all for the bragging rights.
Wow. So that's, I mean, Quite a commitment. And what kind of distances are we talking about here?
We would be shooting at 100 yards and then 200 yards.
Okay.
And we've got, the worlds are 2 guns, so they call it a 2-gun competition. So we shoot a light gun. The light gun weighs 10.5 pounds. And we shoot a heavy gun, and the heavy gun is 13.5 pounds.
Wow.
So these are very, they've got a 3-inch forearm that's designed flat so that it rides on the sandbags. So you couldn't pick these up to shoot them offhand. Another thing, too, is we shoot with 50-power scopes, 45-power, 40-power scopes. So definitely not a hunting gun. Just meant specifically for shooting these targets out to 200 yards.
Yeah, and you were telling me that you can actually hit a fly at 200 yards.
Absolutely. If you can't hit flies all day, you're not competitive. So wow. we really do. If you are shooting at the 200 yards, just for example, one of our guys, Andy Laidlaw, shot a Screamer Group, which is a world record, at 200 yards, which is 0.169 inches.
Wow.
So 17 tenths of an inch in five shots at 200 yards in the wind. So that's the kind of precision that we're looking at. I think the last time I said it was precision on steroids.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good analogy, that's for sure. So we've obviously got Canada and the U.S., which is, you know, always a long-time rivalry, and the U.S. are always very good at everything that they do in the shooting sports and most sports, for that matter. But are there other countries involved? You mentioned that the ammunition was developed in Russia. Do we have some representation there from other countries?
Yes, that's right. So, again, 19 countries. So Team USA did win this year. One of their teams won. Australia came in second, third, and fourth. So Australia is very strong this year. Canada finished fifth. It's the second best that Team Canada has finished in the world. Next best was we had a team in 2007 in Austria that finished fourth. But fifth place for our Canadian team was, we were really proud of these guys. Just as a shout out to them, we had Hugh Williamson from out west, Bill Mitchell, George Carter, and Andy Laidlaw were on our Canada team one.
Wow.
And that was followed then by Russia came sixth, the Russian team, and France came seventh, and in eighth was my team. So my team finished eighth with a three egg, and then our other Canadian team finished tenth, so we had three of our Canadian teams in top 10 out of 24 teams from around the world. So we did that's worth bragging, right?
I would say so. Yeah, congratulations on that, and thank you for taking all the time to represent Canada and go down there. It's obviously a passion of yours. How on earth did you ever get into this type of thing?
Yeah, we've been shooting since we were kids, just like anybody, I guess, who grows up in Ontario and, you know, did all the hunting and always enjoyed the shooting. We were both a bit gun nuts. My husband George, he said he's been crazy about guns since he was a small boy, and he said he spent every nickel that he had on ammunition. So for the two of us, it's a great hobby. There are a lot of fellows who would be happy to have, you know, both them and their wives to share a hobby, so you're not competing over time or money. We're both doing the same thing, and it's a lot of fun. It's just a great plinking sport. You ever shot in a gravel pit and plinking at tin cans and that? Well, that's what this is all about, only you're shooting paper targets that you can hang on the wall when you're done.
We will return with more from Vera Carter and the World Benchrest Shooting Federation Championships after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation.
Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Vera Carter from Team Canada in the World Benchrest Shooting Federation Championships.
So they've taken it to the next level. And like you say, it's something that, I mean, I did with my dad and my uncle, and I do remember my dad and my son. So his, you know, his grandfather, same thing. Some tin cans and a sand pit up at the property, and away they went. And you know, it's just you revisit that, but it does become a passion for many of us. And now that those competitions are over, obviously they come back again every so often. But are you now preparing for the next championships or?
Yeah, the next ones are in New Zealand in 2017, and then 2019, Italy bid on those, and they've got the worlds in 2019. And of course, we also have other shoots that we go to throughout. Just after the worlds and the nationals were finished, there was another shoot in Detroit. My husband and I weren't able to go to it, but one of our guys, Peter Smith, went to it and he won it. Peter's shooting really hot this year. He finished at the worlds this year. Peter finished in 10th place. So our Canadians are, we're no slouches down there in the shooting sports. You know, we've got both Hugh Williamson and Rob Seaman finished in the top 20 in the two guns. We had three Canadians in the top 20, more following up. Hugh got a second in the heavy 200. I did well at the Nationals. Now, the Nationals were an event before the Worlds, and there were 200 fellows at the Nationals, and it also attracts a lot of the country, but it has the additional challenge of having most of the top competitors for the U.S. show up because they're not limited to 12 people in the team.
I see.
So I finished in the heavy varmint 100 yard. I finished 7th place out of 174 competitors with a 0.1916 egg, So that's a teen egg. So anything under 0.2 inches is awesome to be able to shoot. And my poor barrel, it's got 2 years of shooting on it. No kidding, it's old. I didn't think there was a teen egg in it. I shot 2 screamers at the Nationals, meaning under 5 shots under 0.1 inch. So I shot 5 shots in 0.083 thous in the heavy 100, and another light gun called the Sporter gun. I shot a 0.091 inch group. So it's we do well. The competitors from the U.S. and around the world look over their shoulder at us when we show up to the range. So we've got a lot to be proud of coming from Canada. And we don't just export comedians in Canada. We export good shooters, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. And you have some affiliation with the OFAH. I think that we lend up a little support for you to represent our represent Canada.
We would not be where we are in the world sports without the support of Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. So we really appreciate the support that OFAH gives us. And they've been beside us throughout all of our world events since 2007 in Austria. So we do appreciate all of the just the support that that OFAH gives us, and we find that we appreciate the ability to help them and support them as far as the shooting community is concerned as well.
Yeah, and you know what? It's important to us because as well as fishing and hunting, shooting is an integral part of hunting, and you represent that and represent that on behalf of Canada. It tells the rest of the world that we're proud of our heritage and that this is something that's very close and near and dear to all of our hearts. And we thank you for putting all the time in to represent us.
Thanks, Randy, and well said on that point. You're right. We can be proud of our shooting sports, and it is part of our heritage that we love, and we'll continue to showcase around the world.
Perfect. So, anything else to add?
Yes, you know, there are a couple of things that, as far as if people are looking for additional information, there are a couple of websites that they can go to. One of the websites that has all of the information on the past worlds, if they're interested, and it's www.world-benchrest.com. And if they go to the under the pictures tab, there is an interesting video of that was taken in Australia in 2013. And if they want to see people shooting bench rests and understand what the sport is about, it's a great video to be able to watch. It's an 8-minute clip, and it's got me shooting in it if anybody's interested in seeing it.
Yeah.
Another thing as well is I've started my own web domain, and it's under precisionshooting.ca. So precision shooting, all one word, .ca, because we're Canadian, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, CA is Canadian. So very good. Thank you so much for bringing us up to date on your efforts down south and the worlds. And thanks again for representing us. And for all those listeners out there who are interested in this type of thing, for sure, look it up. It's bench rest shooting. Sounds like a lot of fun, something that maybe could become your new passion. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Randy. And just to let your listeners know, you can bring out your hunting rifle. We love to see new shooters, and there are hunting classes at the local clubs. If you look up bench rest shooting, you might be able to find a club near you and bring out your hunting rifle and have some fun for the weekend.
There you go, and you might get some great tips on how to keep those groups nice and tight and close together.
Awesome. Thanks, Randy.
You're welcome. Take care.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Hui will return with certified trainer with the Ministry of Training Colleges and Universities and certified professional chainsaw operator Coleman Boomhauer about what you need to know about safe chainsaw handling after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, woodlot management has become very popular with hunters over recent years. And while any outdoor activity has its safety concerns, chainsaws require some special attention. Certified professional chainsaw operator Coleman Boomhauer joins us today to discuss what you need to know about safe chainsaw handling.
So it was about 11 years ago I bought my first chainsaw. I'd purchased some land up north, decided to go and buy some, and I'm gonna mention the name of the place where I bought it. It was TNC Small Engines in Hampton, Ontario. And a great bunch of people. I picked out a chainsaw that we thought would suit my needs.
And after, you know, paying for it and all that type of thing, the guy behind the counter said, "Now, I need you to spend about a half an hour with me here." And I said, "For what?" And he said, "Well, I need you to just, I need to show you a few things, and I need to explain a few things about the chainsaw. And I also have a DVD here that you need to promise me you're going to watch." Well, it was all directed towards safety, and it was a real eye-opener, a very minimal amount of training, but enough to open my eyes and realize that these things are dangerous. So joining us today is Coleman Boomhauer, who happens to be an experienced woodsman background and a lot of training with chainsaws, amongst other things. Coleman, welcome to the Angler and Hunter Radio Show.
Yeah, great to be here, Andy.
So just to elaborate on chainsaw safety, you actually have a chainsaw safety course, and you do that corporately as well as privately, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. I started operating a chainsaw in 1976 and started formally training in 1989. My whole background is forestry. I worked for a large utility company for 30 years. I just retired from, and we have our own arboricultural business. So my credentials of training are with the Ministry of Training, Colleges and Universities, and professional chainsaw operator happens to be one of the things that I train on a fairly regular basis.
Okay, very interesting. So, and as you probably know better than anybody else, you know, these are readily available. You can just buy them over the shelf, but they can pose quite a hazard. And unless you have some formal training, those hazards are not easily revealed.
No, they aren't, Randy. And whoever you purchased your saw from, that was amazing, because a lot of times you do not get a DVD and you do not get 30 minutes of their time. The odds of being injured or killed in the forest industry, the last statistics I looked at, are greater than 1 in 120. Just to give you a perception of the training requirements, anybody working in the forest industry, and that is the definition is anyone that is selling a forest product. And I know a lot of folks are not selling a forest product, but the minimum requirement would be take modular core training, which is about a two-day training, plus 2,000 hours of apprenticeship time under a good mentor. That is to become certified as a logger.
Okay.
That's 2,000 hours of training and practice. If you step it up a notch to become a utility arborist, it's 6,000 hours. So
wow.
I really cringe when I see a lot of individuals, you can just purchase it and away you go, and I've witnessed a lot of injuries and accidents as well.
So. I can imagine, and I've had a few people obviously come out and help me buck up some firewood, and I've seen, and maybe you can tell the listeners what I'm talking about here. I've seen people plunge starting their chainsaws and using that little erroneous end of the blade like excessively, and getting a lot of blade pinches and that sort of thing. Maybe you can talk to the listeners about some of these perils that can really cause problems when you're handling these machines.
Well, to go back to your starting methods, there's two methods that are a sure way to get cut or hurt. It's called a throw start, where you grab the handle and you just grab the pull cord and you throw the chainsaw away from you. I've witnessed chainsaws, accidents where people, the saw's been on half throttle, the brake hasn't been on the saw, and, it goes right into their leg, half throttle, right off the bat. And if they're not wearing any type of chainsaw protection, be it chainsaw pants or traps, so there's yo-yo starts and there's throw starts. Where your worst kickback comes from, and it really happens a lot if you're working in a log pile and you don't roll a log separate from the pile itself, comes from the upper 90-degree quadrant of your chainsaw bar.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you some examples, a 50cc chainsaw, and that's a real common one that's purchased. It's a good all-around saw. When it's wide open, they're revving at about 14,000 RPMs, and when that upper nose, that quadrant, touches a piece of wood in behind, a 50cc chainsaw will kick back with about 350 pounds of energy. Now, that's a lot, but if you're ready for it and you've been trained, it's not going to come back and get you. The thing is, it takes people unexpectedly because the saw is moving 7 times faster than your brain can actually comprehend. So when I did accident investigations where people have taken a full-fledged kickback, many times they say they didn't even realize they'd been cut with a saw. It took a while for them to comprehend what happened. The other type of kickback is called lineal kickback, and that's where you're cutting into what's called compression wood, and you cut too deep, and when it does, it pinches your saw. And if you have a larger horsepowered saw, something usually in the 60cc range, it'll shoot the saw straight back out of the cut. And part of the training is as soon as you get a lineal kickback, you let off on the throttle immediately.
We will return with more Chainsaw Safety and Coleman Boomhauer after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Do what you love. That's That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Do you own a chainsaw? Have you considered buying a chainsaw? Certified professional chainsaw operator Coleman Boomhauer is with us to offer some advice on the safe operation of these machines.
So just a few things, and I mean, and some of the things that I viewed on this DVD were these stray branches and widow makers and not paying attention to, you know, before you cut a tree down, having a really good look at what you're doing. And seriously, Coleman, as much as I've used a chainsaw, I wouldn't say I'm proficient enough to guarantee where that tree is going to fall.
Yep, and that's part of the training, is situational awareness. Occupational Health and Safety Act, if you're going into work in a forest setting, the number one thing you have to do is remove those chicos, those widow makers, from that vicinity. Just the vibration of equipment or a chainsaw or somebody bumps it even with a four-wheeler, these widow makers, they'll break off. And if you're within the strike zone, you could be unfortunate enough to be standing in the wrong spot. There's wedging trained in the course. The big thing the course will do is it'll enhance your skill sets, particularly when it comes to knowing when to say, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm getting in over my head. There's about 8 different felling techniques that's trained that it takes the 2,000 hours of practice time to get proficient at. The thing I notice a lot when it comes to not just felling the trees, but I see a lot of saws that are not sharpened properly.
Mm-hmm.
The depth gauge tools have not been used. The proper diameter file has not been used. And if no depth gauge tool is used, and somebody's taking the depth gauges down, or another term for it is the rakers down, and they take it too low, it bites more wood than the chainsaw can actually eat through. And that's when it really gets dangerous and enhances your probability for kickback.
Okay. So even something as simple as sharpening can cause an unsafe situation.
Yep.
So very, very, very interesting. So I guess, you know, a lot of the listeners will have woodlots or even areas around their house where they need to do some management. As minimal or as maximum as it is, would you say that this safety training also would help them to be efficient at what they do or more efficient at what they do?
Yeah, absolutely. I would strongly recommend that they seek a chainsaw training course, and the best one that is endorsed and recognized by both the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of Training, Colleges and Universities is your professional chainsaw operator course. And even if they took 2 days of training, which would usually get them through the first 4 modules, that is an excellent, excellent eye-opener. Their safety will greatly increase. They'll understand proper sharpening, proper maintenance, proper conventional notching, and back cutting. Because the last 2 modules, 3 and 4, the folks are literally out there with a certified trainer cutting trees.
Yeah.
And that's where the skill sets really take a jump, and they can take all this back home with them. And as I said, the good thing about it is they will have a better situational awareness when they go out in a forest setting to watch for that widow maker, to understand what a heavy-leaning tree looks like, and terminology like barber chairs and things like that are very hazardous. The Workplace Safety North, if anyone's interested, and you Google it, they have certified trainers throughout the entire province.
Okay.
And these certified trainers, we have to go through some rigid training ourselves, instructional technique courses, and have a very very well, a high skill set in chainsaw operations. So if you are getting a trainer that have those credentials from the Workplace Safety North website, and it's there under forestry, professional chainsaw operator, contact that individual. And then I know you're getting good sound training.
And it's a couple of days, and you know we do. I know we have a busy lifestyle, and I know you know there's a lot of things that we need to do. But being safe around chainsaws and trees that weigh I don't know how much. I know they're heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes some good common sense. And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you for your training, how would they find you?
What they could do is our company is called Trees and Beyond Limited.
Okay.
I'm based out of Cloyne. We do travel. I've been doing some training for the Minister of Natural Resources from Darlington Provincial Park to Bon Echo. My phone number is the best. Is 613-336-8443. Or they can drop me an email. It's at coleman.boomhour@outlook.com. And the spelling of my name is ColeManBoomHour.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much for giving us some insight into the world of chainsaws. I think it's opened some of our eyes.
And thanks for having me today.
Calling all you wild turkeys, Kevin Bartley and Gobblestalker Calls is up next.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? But all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine. And only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. There's still some time left to do some wild turkey hunting this fall, and Kevin Bartley from Gobblestalker Calls has dropped in for a chat on fall hunting and calling wild turkey. Kevin Bartley, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Randy?
Good. Here you're getting over a bit of a cold there, but...
Yeah.
You know what the cure for the common cold is?
Hunting.
Yeah, you do. See, we're the only two people who know that.
I know.
So you're a newly appointed hunter education instructor.
Yes.
And maybe tell the listeners, how did this journey in hunting all get started? And fishing, too, because you go way back in fishing, too.
Yeah, it all started with fishing. I live in Port Hope on the Ganawaska River, so I cut my teeth on rainbow trout.
Yeah.
And salmon. And then when I turned 16, nobody in my family actually hunted, and I longed to be an outdoors type person and made the decision to go and get my hunting license. I did it with a close friend of mine and never looked back since then. It's just been a great journey.
Yeah, and what inspired you to open a manufacturing company, a turkey call, of all things, a turkey call, and I may add great turkey calls, but what inspired you to do that?
When I started turkey hunting, I went out and I bought a manufactured call, and it was in the package and everything, and it looked really good, and I bought the one that looked really nice, and I got home, and I opened it up, and I didn't really like the sound of it, and I went out, and I wasn't very successful with it, actually, and I had some friends with me who were good mouth callers and at the time, and I harvested a bird with them, thankfully, for my first bird, but long story short, I was very disappointed, and I decided, well, there's got to be a better way to do this, so a couple of other friends of mine said, well, you're good with wood, why don't you try making pot calls or something like that? And I said, well, I'll just make some fancy strikers up for my pot call that I had. And I made up some strikers, and all my friends were in awe with them, and they all wanted some, and it started that way. It was giving them away, and I got into some web forums and that, and I started collecting turkey calls, actually, from a lot of the U.S. custom-made guys, and became close friends with a few of them, and they kept asking me, well, you're making strikers, why don't you make pot calls? I said, oh, I don't know, and long of it was, is one of them talked me into making one, and he said he'd help me out with a lot of dimensions, and I said, no, I want to do this on my own, and I played my first call for him, and he said, did you record the dimensions? And I said, yes, and he said, tell me what they are. And I gave them to him, and he says, I can't believe you. You're right in the range of where you need to be, and I never looked back.
Oh, neat. But talking to all these people, was that something that inspired you, you know, being around other hunters to become a hunter education instructor?
The thing that I enjoy the most about the trade shows, other than, yes, I enjoy selling turkey calls, but I like the stories I hear, and I like getting the new hunters would come and say, well, how do I use this? And I love teach a lot of my pro staff and everybody, they all love to teach people how to use them properly. And I I myself and all my pro staffers actually pride ourselves in teaching people how to use them. Where the payback is, the next year they come and they see you again and they go, thank you for spending the time, and they show you that picture of the bird that they harvested. The satisfaction knowing that you helped somebody have a great memory that they'll never forget, and it's about making the memory of that first hunt, because everybody remembers their first turkey, their first deer, their first love. It's that first thing that you, if you can make that memorable, then people don't ever forget it.
That's cool. And now that you've built up all those memories and you're starting to share them with other people, you have a son that's coming up in the ranks as well.
Yes, my son Matthew, he's 8, and he is a fishing and hunting fanatic. He just loves to be out in the outdoors.
Really?
Just loves it. Had him out in a tree stand bear hunting with me. He was the videographer. To me, it was all about the experience with him, so we had a great time, even though we didn't see any bears.
Yeah.
And then just 2 weeks ago, I had him out duck hunting with us. And
excellent.
Just loved it. And now duck is his favorite meat, even over turkey, he says. So,
so he likes eating ducks too, eh?
Yeah, he just loves it. It's just nice to feel and see all that excitement in him.
It's part of being a parent, and you know, our children really look up to us, and I think that you're a perfect example of leading by example. This is something that mom or dad does, something that I want to do, and it's a good character builder. It builds self-esteem, and it gives you some time with your son.
He calls it our best buddy time now. He tells his mom, we're going best buddy time, and she goes, what are you hunting for?
That's awesome.
So
now we've got a few days left. Any advice for our listeners? I mean, they're not mating, so the mating calls are maybe off the table, but how do you get a fall turkey, or what kind of techniques would you recommend?
Well, and the main thing with any turkey hunting, which I tell everybody, is scouting. Scouting is the key to successful turkey hunting, whether it be spring or fall. If you know where the birds are roosting, where they go to feed, and you can get in between that area, you're going to have a better chance. It's a lot easier to bring a bird to where they want to go than to where they don't want to go. And in the spring, yes, we're trying to sound like a hen, and we're trying to entice that tom to come in. But in the fall, we're just doing assembly calls, or we're doing a gobbler yelp instead of a hen. You're trying to be a gobbler, just to maybe challenge a gobbler instead. Or some people actually will go in and they'll bust a flock of birds. But the bust is critical. When you bust the birds in the fall, and then hopefully get in to reassemble them, if they all go the same way, you haven't successfully busted the birds. And that's where a lot of people make the error, is you really need to sneak up on the birds and then bust them. And a good bust is where the birds go 360 degrees. So you have some go to the east, some go to the north, west, south, and all that. And then set up and do some assembly yelps and hen calling, and then those birds will congregate back together, and hopefully you can harvest one then.
Interesting. And then there's that, and I don't know anybody who can do it, but what's it called, a kiki call?
Kiki run, yeah. So, yeah, kiki run is the go-to call after you break up a flock of hens.
And that's the, maybe a hen makes that call to kind of get them all back in one spot?
No, that call is it's a younger bird, and they haven't really figured out a yelp yet, right? So
okay. It
works as a locator. Basically, the kiki is the sound a pole makes because it's too young to have a break in a yelp. So it's a high-pitched whistle that sounds like hurry, 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 or boy, boy, boy. And
so some interesting strategies there, very interesting. And we're certainly going to have to, for sure, get you to do another. We'll get you back before the opening of turkey, and we'll get you to maybe do some calls on the radio. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. Take care.
You too.
We had a record response to our win, a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package. So we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is FINEST.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.